Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam tonight, Perek Shmini, Halacha Aleph, and we have with us Rav Mordechai Michalowicz. Take it away, Rav Mordechai.
Nine texts on page 150 in English and 151 in Hebrew. Okay, so Rambam starts the eighth Perek. Let's see it. Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Elu, right? Because the Rambam till now has mentioned a lot of the mitzvahs, and now he's going to say, how do you go about doing it? So we have to keep in mind, sometimes the Rambam is going to be saying when they did have the Korban Pesach, and sometimes when they didn't. So we're going to have to see. But Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Elu Beleil Chamisha Aser Kahu. The order of how one goes about doing these mitzvahs on the night of the 15th is like this. Bitchila, first off, Mosgin Kos the Chol Echad VeEchad. We pour a cup for every single person, right? Which is different than every other Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov is just one person making for everybody. But here you pour a kos for every single person. Umevorech borei pri agafen. First you make a borei pri agafen. Va'omer lov kiddush hayom. Then you say kiddush, right? Shebach Rabbanu. And then uzman, and you say shechianu v'shos, and you drink it. Okay? Pretty straightforward. Fine. So you see, everyone has their own cup. Va'acher kach, here we go. Here's already where the trouble starts. Va'acher kach mevorech al netilas yadayim v'notel yadav. Look at this. First of all, it's a very funny language. I mean, then you make a bracha al netilas yadayim and wash your hands. I mean, I don't know why the Rambam wrote it that way. It should be you wash your hands and make a bracha. So I mean, I don't even know what the Rambam, maybe the Rambam holds you make the bracha first. So first of all, fine. So that's already one major issue that the Rambam's saying to wash your hands and make a bracha.
But he's holding like Pesachim. Pesachim says every time you eat wet food.
So we're going to have to see. So what's the whole reason why we wash our hands? Is because when rabbinically we say that any foods that come in contact with liquids now are able to become tamei. And since we're afraid, we want the Kohanim. And rabbinically, we say that hands in general, are always considered tamei midirabbanan, meaning they're shnios, they're second degree tuma midirabbanan. Your hands, since we're afraid, you always touch things. We consider them like a second degree tuma. It's an interesting. It's a later gzeira that Chazal instituted. Now, if once the liquid goes on the food, it's able to get tumah, and also liquid is susceptible to this rabbinic second degree tumah. So if you touch the food when it's wet, it's then going to go and make the food tummy. So anytime you have vegetables that you have liquid, let's say your wife, you're having tomatoes, you're having whatever, you wash those tomatoes, you really mamash have to wash your hands. You do not, we pass and you don't make a bracha. This manayni, we for sure don't make a bracha. So bread, you for sure make a bracha. But the point is vegetables, it seems, at least the Rambam Shita is, that you do. Seemingly the way you read the Rambam would be that the Rambam holds, you do make a bracha. You have to wash for the wet vegetables, so why not make a bracha? We're going to have to see later how much are you eating.
Any wet food. Wet fruit, wet...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wet vegetables, wet fruit. Yeah.
Any dipping stuff too, right?
Yeah, dipping in one of the seven liquids. If you're dipping in one of the seven liquids, then you'll make a...
Chicken
wings
and honey or something.
Technically that would probably... Yeah. Like if you're eating cake and a coffee... And you're going to dip your cake in your coffee. You have cookies and milk. You really should be washing your hands.
Yeah.
So, but the interesting part is going to be the bracha. And based on the amount we know you eat, we eat very little. We don't even need a kezias. If you're eating less than, first of all, we pass, and if you eat less than an egg's worth of bread, you're not going to make a bracha on tosadayim. And the Rambam saying you make a bracha on the washing of vegetables. Okay, we're going to have to see how much. I'm saying even bread, we won't make a bracha unless we're eating two kezias.
Right.
But the Rambam, we're going to have to see. But he's saying you're washing for this, and we're going to have to see. Umavien shulchan aruch, we bring the set table, like it was back then, you know, everyone had their little tables. Va'olav, and on it is moror v'yerek echad, right? You have moror, and then you have a vegetable. Umatza, v'charoses, and the charoses. So this is pretty much the Seder plate. You know, that's pretty much what it is. But back then, they didn't have to have a little skimpy little chicken bone. They had the gufo shel keves ha-pesach, the whole body of the lamb of the Pesach. It's a table. It's not just a plate. You know what I mean? Ubaser chagiga shel yom arba aser, and you also have a chagiga of the 14th day of Pesach. This is a little egg. You know what I mean? So this chagiga is not obligatory, meaning the mitzvah was, as you know, you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach when you're pretty much full, almost completely full. So if you had a lot of people, so there wasn't a lot of meat to go around, you would bring a chagiga with it in order that you'd eat that first. It would fill you up a little more.
What year are we talking about? Rambam's or previous?
No, the Rambam. The Rambam is coming off the... Right, he's coming off the Gemara. So first he's going to write the original way, and then he's... Yeah. So he's talking about when they had the Beis Hamikdash.
You know what you're missing.
Chagiga is what?
So this is what I'm trying to... The chagiga in general, usually when you see the word chagiga, it's referring to... You as an individual, every single Jew on any of the three Yom Tovim had to bring at least one chagiga throughout those 7 days.
A holiday offering.
In the daytime. This is not on the day of Yom Tov, from the first day to last, that you have to bring a regular chagiga, and that's a shlomim, and that's one responsibility
what
you have. Usually a sheep or a goat.
Yeah.
It could be any of those. You could technically. It could be either one. Yeah, female or male. So that was a chagiga. This is a special type of chagigas yudalid, which isn't obligatory. It's only if you know there's not enough Korban Pesach to go around that it's going to fill people up. So you give them chagiga first, which is interesting. Why you'd have to even be that way, but because you could technically...
It's not obligatory in the first night, you're saying. But
yeah, you're right. If you bring this one, you still got to bring the other one. That's what I'm saying. It's a separate... It's a whole... Because you're shechting this one on Erev Pesach, right? You're shechting it with your Korban Pesach. So it may have a little different rules, but the point is it didn't cover your major chagigas. That's why it's a special chagiga called the chagiga of your Dalit. So they would bring that too. But that, it's very interesting because... I didn't even think of that. When we have the chagiga on our plate, we think it's the regular chagiga. It's not the regular chagiga. It's a special chagiga that you would... let me put two and two together. When you say chagiga, it's not referring to the regular chagiga sacrifice people refer to. It's the special chagiga that came with the Pesach. Because otherwise, you could say, how come no other holidays do we make a remembrance of those chagigas? Because we don't make remembrances for that chagigas. We're making remembrance of how the Seder used to be when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, a lot of times, they usually had a bigger group, so they would have this chagiga, and therefore would be on the plate with them. So we just have a little egg, and but that's our Seder plate, right there, right? Okay. Ubizman HaZeh, the Rambam says, nowadays, Mevi'in al Shulchan Shnei Minei Basar. Okay, so the Rambam's opinion was to bring two pieces of meat. Echad zecher lePesach. Yeah, echad lezecher Pesach, echad zecher chagiga. One to remembrance of the Pesach, one for remembrance of the chagiga. And some of the foreigners speak out. We don't do that anymore. We do one piece of meat and one egg. We usually do chicken.
He's not saying that he would eat.
No,
that's
he's not saying you would eat it. It's just there for remembrance that we should remember what it was.
The
egg. But so he would have two. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Okay, halacha beis. Maschil umevorech borei pri ha'adama. You go ahead and make your borei pri ha'adama. V'lokeach yerek. Then you take a vegetable. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if the Rambam's literal in his language, because I imagine the person picked the vegetable up first also and then make a bracha. You know what I mean? I don't know if you can play by play. Maybe next time I'll prepare for me. Okay, fine. V'lokeach yerek umetabel oso b'charoses. Now, we don't do this either, right? You take the karpas and you dip it in the charoses.
Yeah.
We don't do that, right?
Yeah,
the Rambam, you have to know what the Gemara, I don't know, he's learning that there was no such thing. It seems to the Rambam there is no salt water. We dip everything in charoses. That's what we dip in tonight. Unless you could argue, maybe it depends what the vegetable would be, because according to one reason, the charoses was to get rid of the whatever bad flavors, there might, like this poison there might have been in the mar, then maybe you could say that. Then that would be, but otherwise, the Rambam's not being specific, so I don't know.
He's getting this from the Gaonim, Kedasa Gaonim, the Chuvasam. He says there shagam tefillah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's the sheet. That's what I'm saying. The Rambam seems to be learning the sugya that there is no such thing as salt water. Every time you're dipping in charoses. Okay. V'ochel kezayis, and he eats a kezayis. Which we also don't do. We bedafka don't eat a kezayis. So we don't have to make an after blessing. But the Rambam, I guess, the question is, we know there's an inyan to have this karpas in the Gemara. And the basic shot in the Gemara is so the children will ask. So our opinion is you don't need a kezayis. Generally, when there's a mitzvah, you do have to eat a kezayis. But the general way it would be is, well, you don't have to kezayis, you need to do an act that the children will ask. That's our main goal. So it doesn't have to be a kezayis. But you have to know why the Rambam holds it's a kezayis. Could be he holds it there was. Once Chazal said you have to eat a proper amount, and then it's kezayis. And now maybe you can understand why the Rambam holds you have to wash. Because it could be the Rambam holds once you have a kezayis is enough to wash on. Even because that itself is a discussion. Do I say that it's a beya, which is the amount that something could come tamei? Or do I say a kazayis, which is a chashav amount of food that if it's tamma you get malchus for? So there's different opinions. The Rambam seems, it would seem from these Rambams that he's holding a kazayis is enough to make a bracha for the washing. Okay. So, v'ochol kazayis, hu v'chol ha-mesubim imo. But now this is very interesting language. So he does. V'chol ha-mesubim imo, kol echad v'echad, ein ochol pachas kazayis. Every single one of them, every single person who's with him, shouldn't eat less than a kazayis. They all have to eat at least a kazayis, according to the Rambam. Which is also not like us, but the Rambam's holding, seemingly, that it is a mitzvah to eat it. Fine. V'achar kach, okrin ha-shulchan. We only remove the table in front of the one reading the Haggadah, right? Which means basically the Ka'ara is what we do. We remove the Ka'ara that the children should ask. That's the basic point. That's what we're about to do, because we're trying to make for the Manishtana here. But it's interesting, the Rambam does mention this Kore Ha'agadah. I don't know if the Rambam mentioned it before. But this Kore Ha'agadah,
the reader,
which is very interesting.
Right.
So you have to know what people sometimes go around the table. But it seems there's this concept of the Kore. There should be someone leading the Seder.
Not everybody reads it.
It's in the Rambam itself. So you have to know. I mean, we usually read along, but Umoz Genakos Hasheni. They go ahead and pour the second cup. I don't know if we do it exactly this way, or maybe V'chan HaBen Shoal. And here the child asks. There's spontaneity here, but here the child is told to ask. Or hopefully he would get the hint. We moved off the plate, he's going to get the fine. V'omer HaKore. And this is also very interesting language. The Nusach we have in the Rambam is very interesting. The reader says, U'mekan HaKore. Could be there's different nuschos in the Rambam, maybe it would be different. V'omer HaKore, and the reader says, Manishtan alayla zeh mikol alaylos. Why is this night different than all the other nights? Shebechol alaylos ain anu. So it's out of order here. Yeah, I know. So that's why there could be these other kisses in the Rambam. It's very funny. Exactly, what's the kid asking? Unless then the kid was asking other things and the father's teaching about that. It could be there's other girsas. Ain anu, but the questions are out of order, right? Ain anu mat bilinaf filu pam aechas. We don't even dip even once. Valai lazesh de pa'amim. Here we dip twice. The reason why I like the questions first here, because this actually the kid at least saw one of them. You know, the kid saw you dip once already. Wow. Even though it's you reading it. So, I mean, maybe that's where the rabbi, how would the kid know? But anyways, so he puts the dipping in first, which we don't do it this way, but the Rambam's nusach for now seems to be, here we're dipping even two, and tonight we dip even twice. Shibachol, alaylos, anu ochlin chametu matzah. The whole year round we eat chametz and matzah. Valayla zeh, kulu matzah. Tonight we only eat matzah. Question number three. Shibachol, alaylos, all nights the year anu ochlin basard sli, shalokum avushal. All the nights in the year we eat roasted meat and broiled meat and cooked meat. Valayla zeh kulotzali.
This is going back to what we did.
Yeah, again, back. This is because he's quoting this, how we mentioned in the Mishnah. And tonight we only eat roasted meat. It's also interesting. I mean, it could be the corn. But fine. You eat only roasted meat. Shebechol alaylos anu ochlin shar yirakos. The whole year round we eat all types of vegetables. Valayla zeh merorim. And tonight we're eating maror's. Shebechol alaylos anu ochlin ben yoshvinu ben mesubin. All other nights of the year we eat sitting and lying.
He's got five questions.
Yeah, and tonight so the Rambam has five questions. And tonight we all do it only lying down.
We add the reclining one to substitute.
I know, but it would seem from the Rambam, it's interesting. We don't know if the Rambam is saying they're all from the same time period. He added one later. But it would seem that by the fact that the Rambam put all in one halacha, it would seem that he was all five. Okay, halacha gimel. Bizman hazeh, nowadays, eino omer v'alayla zeh kulotzli. We don't say anymore that we eat completely roasted. She'ein lanu korban. We don't have the korban pesach anymore. So there's nothing, we're not going to mention it.
Could we say, why do we have chocolate cake for dessert and this is now we have happy
corn? Yeah, you're right. That's the thing that did change. But I guess we didn't want to adapt it. You know, we just left it out. Fine. Umaschil bignus. So we start off with the negative. Yeah. So which is the Gemara says there's two opinions in which negative it is, which we're going to see. There's the two negatives could be either the negative of the Jewish people. We started off with Terach, which is one way.
That. We talked about the previous parak,
yeah.
7.
And the other one could also be because of the way we're in Egypt. So we'll see. Umasik benus. We start from the negative. Vekore, and he reads Ad Shigomer Drash Parshas Arami Ovid Avi Kula. And he goes and reads through that whole section of the Arami Ovid Avi prayer, and he also darshans it, right? We say all the drushes, that's what we do. We go through, we extrapolate all the psukim. And that's what you do next, right? Which is magid. Yeah. Fine. Halacha dalit. Umachzir hashulchan lefanav.
You bring it back.
Then you bring it back, which is interesting. It would seem from the Rambam you bring it back only after you go to the parish, which is interesting because we bring it back right away. Okay, we'll have to see when we get to the Rambam's Haggadah. He'll tell us more specifically. But now he's saying now you for sure have to at least bring it back. Va'oma, and we say, obviously we don't say it this exact way. Pesach zeh she'anu ochlim. This Pesach that we eat, right? Because this is back when they had it. They're saying that we are going to eat. Al Shem Shepasach Hamakom Abote Avosenu B'Mitzrayim, that Hashem passed over the houses that our forefathers were in Egypt. Shenemar, as it says, Ramartam, you shall say Zevach Pesachu LaShem. This is the sacrifice of the Pesach for Hashem. Then Umagbia Hamar Biyado. Then you pick up the mar in your hand. Interesting. Yeah, Va'omer, I guess it was just too messy to pick up the Pesach. Va'omer, Mars.
You never pick up the Pesach.
No, but he's going when they had it. First, the Rambam's going in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So I guess when they pick it. I don't know. Va'omer, Mars, Zesh, Yo'anu Ochlim al Shem Ma. Why do you eat the Mar? Hashem, Shemara Mitzrim, Eschayav, Oseinu B'Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrim embittered the lives of our forefathers in Egypt. Shenemra, as it says, Va'imor, Eschayayim, they made their lives bitter.
Okay, here's what he has a note below the line. You see, Umafarish Rabbeinu, Shabasar Ain Sarif,
Afilu Bizman. Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, you don't have to pick it up. Yeah, exactly, that's what he's holding. Umagbiya Matzah Biyado, and you pick up the matzah in your hand. Vomer Matzah Zeshanu Ochlem Al Shem. It's interesting. He said, it says about all of them. Okay, fine. So you don't say it as a question. We nowadays say it as a question that we answer. But okay. Al shem shelo hivspik b'tseikom shel avoseinu lahachmitz, because they didn't have enough time for the dough of our forefathers to become chametz. Ad shenigolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem revealed themselves to them. The goalom miyad, and he immediately took them into redemption, redeemed them. Shenemar, vayofu es habotzik asher yotzim Mitzrayim, and the bread and the dough baked, right, which they took out of Egypt, and didn't have time for to make it chametz, and it became matzah. Ubisman hazeh. Yeah, exactly. Ubisman hazeh, and nowadays, Omer, we say Pesach shehoyu avoseinu ochlim, that our forefathers used to eat, right, the Pesach that they used to eat, bisman shebeis hamikdash kaim, when the beis hamikdash was around. They ate it, al shem shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al bote avoseinu, because Hashem skipped over the houses in Egypt. So that's why we change it. Okay, halacha hey. Va'omer, and then we say, so basically the Rambam's finished our God here. Va'omer, lefichach anu chayavim, therefore it is incumbent upon us, lahodos, to thank, lahal, to praise, l'shabeach, to give shevach, lefar, to beautify lahader, all these different languages of praising. L'romeim, l'gadol, unatseach, which is a very interesting language. Unatseach. Maybe we have it, I don't remember that one. But l'mi she'asel avoseinu v'lonu es kolanisim ha'elu, to the one who did all these miracles to us, to our forefathers and to us. Votzi anu me'avdos l'cheris, took us out from servitude to freedom. Miyagon l'simcha, from sadness to simcha. Me'afeilo, from darkness to light. Oh, sorry, or gadol, to a great light. V'nomer l'fan of haluka, and let us say praises to Hashem. Maybe we'll get more into that when we go through the Haggadah, the Rambam of Haggadah, then we'll get into why that would be. Okay, haluka. So then we say the first paragraph of Hallel, Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Ad Chalomish, Lemaino Moyim. Then we say V'chosim, we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Goalnu, V'goel Afasinu Mitzrayim, who redeemed us and our forefathers, V'gonu Laila Hazeh, that He brought us to this night, Lecho Bo Matzu Morim, Ti Matzen Mor, U'bizman Hazeh, Mosif, Kein, and nowadays we add, a prayer to it, Kein Hashem, Elokeinu, V'goel Afasinu, so Hashem should bring us Yigyanu Lemoadim. He should bring us to holidays, L'Rgolim Achirim, Aboim L'Krasim L'Shalom, future holidays that come to us in peace. Smeichim, we should be happy. B'binyan Irecha, with the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. V'sasim B'avodosecha, we should be joyful in your service. V'nochal Shem Min Azvachim Min Apsachim. There's a whole. So the Rambam's gear says Zvachim. You'll see in Agada something switched around, but Zvachim Min Apsachim, which could very likely be. The order is because first you eat the Chagiga to fill yourself up, and then you would eat the Pesach. That would be the very logical explanation as to why you'd have such an order. Fine. Shiagia damam al kir mizbachacha, that their blood should reach, right, the wall of the mizbeach, right, the zrika sadam, leratzon, in favor. Veno delecha, and we shall give thanks to you, shir chadash, a new song, al geoloseinu, on our redemption, val pedus nafshenu, and the freedom of our soul, boruch ato Hashem goal Yisrael. Right, bless Hashem, the one who redeemed Israel, umavarech bar piagafen, the show sakos hasheni. You go ahead, you make your bar piagafen, and you drink your second cup. Okay, pretty simple. Now you've done your market.
Tell us the time again.
Now we're going to do the time again. We have to see why, because the Rami Mamish made a bracha. So let's see. Va'achar kach, mevarech al netilas yadayim. You go ahead and you make your netilas yadayim again. V'notel yad of shenis, you wash your hands a second time. Again, the Rambam puts the bracha first. Sharei yisiyach daitu b'shas kriyas agada. You take your mind off from watching your hands while you were making your agada, your hands went everywhere. You could go to the bathroom. Okay, so now that we did go through the Shabbat, I want to mention something. What do you do if you have someone, this happens almost every year, someone comes, and they wash their hands, and they make the bracha?
Which bracha?
Right?
Which bracha?
This is for the first time around. Getting back to the first one. Now that we did them both, right? Because now we did it both, we could finish it up. The guy accidentally made his bracha.
Yeah.
So really what he should do...
He should touch something.
No. Because the point is, you don't want his bracha to be the vatala.
No, but he's a free. He can eat a kazayit. If he eats a kazayit...
But according to us, that didn't cover the bracha yet. Right? Because we don't pass like the Rambam.
But there are people who pass like the Rambam.
But the best eitzah would be... Maybe part of it would be if he should eat a kazayit, maybe in a kabeis, so at least... Maybe at least... For some opinions, that you'd have to check. I'm not sure that part of the halacha you'd have to ask. Could be he should eat a kazayis for the bracha would go on that, and he should watch his hands the whole time, because you could say maybe it's not a hefsik between that washing and doing the haggadah, because it's all, especially if you learn that one of the pshatim in the Gemara of why do we call it lechem oni, because onim alav dvarim harbe, we say a lot of words on it. Yeah. So it's better to actually have the matzah at the table, because you're saying the haggadah over that matzah. So you could very much say it's not a break in between my washing
and my making bread.
It a proper bread. So halacha would really be the person should wash. They wash hands with the bracha. You have to ask a rav maybe the kazayis part. I don't know, but if they should kazayis the karpas, but wash their hands, make sure they don't do anything wrong. Then they could either wash again when everyone else gets up to wash again. They shouldn't make the bracha. They could be yotze from someone else in case you say maybe the bracha before it didn't help. Yeah, fine, that would be okay. Yeah. And then they eat. They do the
halotzi. They're washing their hands anyway. Why do they have to wash them so carefully?
No. Because you want to watch them in order that we hope your first bracha shouldn't become in vain. Meaning if your first time you washed, we're now, since you made that bracha, we're now trying to be machmir on both ends here.
We want to, as much as we can,
validate your original bracha. But on the other hand, you could very well hear that maybe this was a hefsik, right? You got to be in that state of doubt. Maybe it was a hefsik.
There's a time allocation,
but b'di'evit. Right now, we're in a b'di'evit situation. The person made the bracha already, so what can he do to try to save it from being in vain? One of them would be eat enough vegetable. That you then have problems with bracha krona, but maybe that's something I don't know if we would necessarily go with that eitzah. But at least if you make sure to wash your hands the whole time, you're probably going to wash again anyways to the yotza both sides of the coin. But at least you might be able to salvage your bracha.
I mean, if a person never washes for vegetables. Never washes with a bracha for vegetables.
Yeah.
So now you're saying this time it would work if he ate more than
a... No, we're trying to make it that it's going on the bread. We're trying to do both. The main thing here is we're trying to make it that it goes on the bread.
Right.
So if you wash your hands the whole time.
Yeah.
You should hear from someone else.
Wash his hands
and hear it from someone else and say amen. And then he'll get all the things.
And he's yotze.
But I'm saying that would be, because Rav, I'm saying, why make a new bracha? Because you were Mesiach Das. But, fine, it's interesting. Okay.
You have to pull the stick that with a kid if they made it by accident?
I don't know. I mean, if they could handle it, but they're probably not going to watch their hands so well. So, I mean, yeah. Okay.
That's oftentimes with them.
Yeah, that's usually. But I think a lot of adults. It's just natural, you know. V'lokeach shnei rekikin. Now, this is also interesting. This is not what we do either. You take two matzahs, right? Rekikin or thin usually means thin. It means matzah. You take two matzahs. V'cholek echad mehen, and then you break only one of them. Umeiniach pros letoch shalom. You put the broken piece on top of the full. Umevorech hamotzi lechem min aretz. And you make hamotzi. This is totally not how we do it. The Rambam's holding you don't need lechem mishnah because on the Pesach night it's supposed to be a broken bread. You're supposed to bake hamotzi on the broken bread. Right? We have three matzahs.
Three, so you can break one and she'll have two left.
Could be even on Shabbos. I'm not sure. Could be even on Shabbos because now Pesach, Rambam doesn't say either way, so it could be even on Shabbos. The Rambam saying you use your two, and this is one of them. Yeah. So that's very interesting. You break it before the motzi,
yeah.
Not after. The Rambam wants you making the motzi on a broken bread.
Yeah. But one hole.
One hole.
Just one hole.
Yeah. Why aren't you? The Rambam asked the question himself.
Yeah.
Why don't you make a bracha on two full breads like all the days of the holiday? Mishum shenemar lechamoni. It says a poor man's bread. Mar dakr shel ani beprusa, afkan beprusa.
Wow.
It's the same way a poor person eats pieces, so you also eat a piece. Ve'acher kach. Now this is going to be very interesting. Like this is, it seems in times of Beis Hamikdash, very interesting how the Rambam has it. V'achakach korech matzu morakachas. Then you put the matzah and mor together. The Rambam seems to be paskening like Hillel that that's the proper way to do it. Right? Not just, we do it as an added thing. After we eat the matzah plain, then we eat the mor plain, then we do it after.
Yeah.
The Rambam says, you make the bracha, then you put them both together. Umetabel b'charoses, and you put it in the charoses. Umevorech, and then you make the bracha.
Hillel had the meat also.
Yeah, this is interesting. That I don't understand why the Rambam doesn't put it together. You'll see. Umevorech, boruch ata Hashem l'kirum al-chalom, asher k'dishorim says v'tzivanu al-achilas matzos umorim, on the midst of eating matzah and morer, v'ochlan, and then go ahead and eat it.
Wow.
V'im ochal matzah v'fnei atzmo, mor v'fnei atzmo, mevorech al zev, v'nei atzmo, v'al zev, v'nei atzmo. And if you happen to make do each one by themselves, then you make a brach on each one independently. But really, the Rambam seems to be saying Hill is the optimal way to go, and therefore he's passing, we should really do both, which is very interesting.
He's saying not to make a brach on the matzah alone.
Yeah, he's saying it's better to do them both together. You make a brach on both, but we have to see if the Rambam seems to still be going times of Beis Hamikdash, and he still says he didn't put the korban pesach in yet.
He says you do a motzi lechem in aretz.
Yeah, that we know. No, that of course.